While they chewed some breakfast Aunt Ellen brought them, Johnny looked out across the expansive meadow. What a lot of ground to cover! He made up his mind. It was a risk, but very brief exposures, according to toxicology texts, could be tolerated. He got an air mask and bottles out of the gear Angus had brought. He filled his pockets with breathe gas flasks. He got a bucket of ashes. He got on one of their horses.
"I'm going to crisscross this meadow at a dead run,"
he told Angus and the parson.
"Back and forth and back and forth on paths 30 feet apart. I'll be holding a breathe gas vial in my hand, turned slightly on. Every time it flashes, I'll throw down a handful of ashes and then hold up my arm. Now, parson, I want you to stand on that knoll and make a sketch of this valley. And you, Angus, tell him each time I hold up my hand. Got it?"
They got it. The parson went up to the knoll with a pad and pen, and Angus following him. The three young men who had voted to move wanted to know whether they could help. Johnny told them yes, they could have fresh horses ready. Johnny looked around. All was ready. The red gold sun made the snow glisten. He made sure his air mask was tight, opened the breathe gas vial, and put a heel to the horse. Only a minute later, the vial in his hand flashed. He threw down ashes, raised his arm, and sped on at a dead run.
There!
Angus's yell floated to him on the still air. The parson was marking it on his sketch. Back and forth across the meadow. A flash, a handful of ashes, a raised hand, the echo of Angus's yell, and the thud of the flying hoofs. He took a new horse, opened a new bottle, and was off again. Villagers gazed dully on the scene. Johnny Goodboy had often done strange things. Yes, he was quite a horseman. Everybody knew that. It was a bit of a mystery why he kept lighting a torch every now and then. But old Jimson had some explanation from the clergyman who had come with Johnny, a real clergyman from some village named Scotland. They hadn't known there was any nearby village. Oh, yes, there had been. It was a long time ago. It was a couple of ridges over. Well, in all this snow, one didn't get a chance to get about much. But Johnny Goodboy sure could ride, couldn't he? Look at the snow fly. 2 hours, 4 lathered horses, 16 vials of breathe gas, and a tired Johnny later, they got ready to take their leave. They were a bit pressed for time, too pressed to evaluate the map. They had decided to leave the horses as a gift and would have to walk to the plane. The parson was explaining to Jimson that people must stay well away from those ash marks, and Jimson respectfully said he would see to it, even if Brown Limper was skeptical. Aunt Ellen was looking frightened.
"You're leaving again, Johnny."
She was trying to work out how to tell him that he was the only family she had.
"Would you like to come with me?"
Well, no. This was their home, Johnny. He should come back. Going to wild places was in his blood, she guessed. He promised to try to come back, and then gave her some gifts he had saved until last. A great big stainless steel kettle, and 3 knives, and a fur robe with sleeves in it. She pretended to like that very much, but she was crying when he turned back at the edge of the upper path and waved. She had a horrible feeling. She would never see him again.